With news you can depend on, I'm Greg Bishop, News Talk, 94.7 and 970 WMAY. In the news, a top aide to Kim Jong-un will make a rare visit to Washington today to hand a letter from the North Korean leader to U.S. President Donald Trump. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says good progress has been made in the talks between the two sides to revive an on-again, off-again nuclear summit. He met Thursday in New York with the former North Korean military intelligence chief, Kim Jong-chol. Meanwhile, you've got the immigration issue continuing to be of focus. More than 100 demonstrators gathered in San Antonio, Texas, to protest the Trump administration's policies of separating migrant children from their parents at the U.S.-Mexico border. Immigrant families and faith-based organizations attended to the call. By the end of the policy, Texas Congressman Joaquin Castro says that there's a better way to handle immigration issues.
This treatment of people is wrong. Just because people cross the border doesn't make them non-human.
State news, state now has a spending plan. It includes money for a variety of capital construction projects around the state, including $30 million for repairs to the Coliseum on the Illinois State Fairgrounds. The building's been closed for more than a year because of serious structural deterioration. The capital plan also contains $53 million to begin upgrades at the Illinois Veterans Home in Quincy and more than $170 million in improvements related to the planned Obama Presidential Center in Chicago's Jackson Park. A top Illinois lawmaker is resigning his leadership position after being accused of harassing and intimidating a woman who was working on medical marijuana legislation. Marianne Lockhart says that she was subjected to improper treatment by Democratic Representative Lou Lang. She says Lang expressed threats, tried to blackball her, and made suggestive remarks and gestures. Lang called Lockhart a profiteer who was trying to get at a dispensary license for her company, but he says to avoid distraction, he will step down from his post as the Legislative Ethics Commission and his role as House Deputy Majority Leader, as well as his position on the Joint Commission of Administrative Rules. Well, it's been a mainstay in Springfield for decades, and it was one of the original anchor tenants at White Oaks Mall, but that Sears store will be closing for good in the next several months. The retail outlets, which moved to the mall more than 40 years ago, is one of more than 60 Sears stores nationwide targeted for closure because of unprofitability. In addition to the loss of jobs when Sears closes by September, the move is also a hit to the mall, which is facing the loss of another anchor tenant after the announced closure of Bergner's several weeks ago. A Cook County judge has ruled attorneys for the Chicago police officer who shot to death Laquan McDonald cannot mention that trial. The higher-ups approved the shooting. However, Judge Vincent Gong ruled Thursday that he'll allow the defense to bring out the McDonald shootings marked the first time Officer Jason Van Dyke fired his weapon in 13 years on the force. Van Dyke's charged in the 2014 death of the 17-year-old McDonald as he walked away from police with a knife in his hand. Saturday's graduation day in Springfield, District 186. The district says 817 students of the three city public high schools will get their diplomas. 75% of them plan to attend 2 or 4 year college next year, and combined, the class of 2018 has been awarded more than $46 million in scholarships. In addition, 10% of the graduates plan to enter the workforce immediately, and 6% will join the military after graduation. We give you more than 40 local news updates every day with News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY. Depend on it.
It's a goody good morning and a goody good day. It's a happy dappy dippy dappy lullaby dappa doozy all the way. And a goody good morning.
I really needed this.
Gonna have a happy dippy dappy lullaby dappa doozy of a ball.
Oh, what a song.
That's great. If you were outside right now listening to this, you would probably see cartoon bunnies like all of a sudden come out of nowhere.
Really? You think they'd start? They would start loud
and they'd start talking to you. Right. Yeah, because
good morning, Ray.
Good morning, Greg.
Well, good morning, little bunny.
What's going on, guy?
Like, there'd be vicious Rottweilers coming at you about to talk, and then they'd stop.
Yeah.
And they'd start dancing, a little
right.
tap. That's what this song does.
And it just looks beautiful out there. Oh, it's such a happy Friday.
It's a goody good morning, everybody.
Right.
That's right.
Oh, good morning. It's a phone call Friday. We are here, and we want all of you to join in. Did you hear after you left yesterday?
What happened?
I was talking about the temperature.
Oh, yeah. No, I heard. Yeah, I heard something.
Did you hear that lunatic?
64 degrees.
Tim says he keeps his house at 64 degrees.
That's pretty cold. I like it cold, but
it's 73 or 40. I'm freezing right now.
Yeah.
In this studio, it's like 74. And I'm cold.
Yeah. I see. My bedroom is almost that cold, I think.
I had people.
But not the whole house. The whole house. No, 64 for the whole house? That's crazy.
I had people all day long. I mean, you talk about landing on something that struck a nerve. People all day long were sending me, well, I keep my house at 78. I keep my house at 68. I keep my house at 70. By the way, the number that most people sort of landed on was right around 73.
Yeah.
That was the number all sort of landed on. And here's what I said yesterday, and people told me, they said, you know, that makes a lot of sense, which is I said, in the winter, when you come home, you should be able to throw on, like, sweatpants and some type of, maybe long sleeve, just a regular, not quite a sweatshirt, but...
Sure.
I forgot what they call those shirts.
Like hoodies?
No, you could wear a hoodie, but there's a name for these. They got the... I forget the name of them. But...
Ponchos?
No, it's just a shirt. Just a long sleeve. It's not a t-shirt. It's like a long sleeve...
Long sleeve tee?
Sort of, but there's a name for them. I can't remember the name of it. But it starts with an H. But I'm
sure it doesn't start with an SH as in shirt.
Yes, that's it. Oh, I knew there was an H somewhere. No, but whatever, there's a name for them.
I don't know.
And you should be able to do that in the winter. And then in the summer when you get home, you should be able to throw on some shorts and a t-shirt. And that's what you should lounge in at your house. So the weather around that should be comfortable.
Right.
You don't want to throw on a shorts and a t-shirt and be cold. You know what I mean?
Right, right. And in the wintertime, I mean, sometimes it is kind of hard to keep your house at that 70-degree level.
Yeah, so
right?
you want to put on some extra, and maybe a sweatshirt. Is that going to kill you?
Right. I'd rather put clothes on to get comfortable than have to take clothes off.
Really?
See, you know what I'm saying?
I think that's more expensive that way.
Because you need to buy more clothes?
Because, let's face it, power costs.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
True.
It costs money when you have the air conditioner on all the time.
And power costs definitely going up as people continue to cryptocurrency mine. You've seen that? There's actually people complaining that cryptocurrency miners are taking up too much power.
Really?
Yeah.
As they might.
As they're
on their computers.
When they've got like 15 computers all joined together that are buzzing at high speed for, ever.
Then that draws
a lot of power.
That draws most of the power.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have servers in my house all the time. I got to find a way to shut those things off when I'm not using them.
Yeah, air conditioning, central air takes a lot of that juice.
And I think it costs more than heat now because just heating is not as expensive. So why, have your house a little warmer, save some money for God's sakes. Good morning, you're on WMAY.
I like my house comfortable enough that I can just lounge around buck naked.
Buck naked. I'm sure. Could you imagine going to someone's home?
No.
By the way, I know someone. I knew someone. You remember Jim, the photographer, who used to work on QLZ with me.
Yeah.
Jimmy. This is an honest to God true story. I would stop by Jimmy's house sometime. I'd be on that side of town. I'd stop by.
Sure.
And he'd knock on the door. And he'd answer. Hey. And he'd answer, and he would be completely naked.
What? For real?
I swear to God.
Just like lounging around his house?
And I'd go.
I wasn't expecting you.
I'd go, oh my God, put some freaking clothes on. He'd go, hey, it's my house.
I wear what I want.
And which is nothing.
He would sit down on the couch completely naked. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
That's ridiculous.
And I'm like, what's going on? You're going to put some clothes on or cover yourself.
Cover yourself.
I'm not going to have a conversation with you. Or you're not wearing any clothes.
For real. Essentially what you're saying is
he was laying around his house naked.
You're essentially saying that his living room had turned into the locker room at the Y.
Yeah.
Where it's just a bunch of old people laying around naked.
Yeah, except there was no hair dryers buzzing around his nether region, which I find at the health club, which is very troubling. Yeah, and so he would be, and I'd knock on the door, and I'd go, hey, it's Ray. And he'd get held on, and he'd answer it, and he'd have no clothes on.
All right, that's wild.
Like, what kind of person answers?
Are you feral?
The door naked.
Are you feral?
Yeah, unless you're a pet. Good morning, you're on WBMI.
As long as he wasn't pointing at you, you're fine.
No, there's no.
is the shirt type you're thinking of a Henley?
Yes, a Henley. Thank
you. Henley.
Henley. Yes. Yeah, it's a polo-like shirt that has no collar.
It's got it's got a button-down
like
front, but it's long sleeve.
Oh,
yeah.
I like
those.
Well,
it could be short
like
sleeve or long sleeve. It could be either one.
Yeah,
it's
I've
just
got both
collarless.
Kinds. What is it called?
It has no
it's
collar.
Called Henley, it's called a Henley. H-E-N-L-E-Y. Wow. You can look it up on the web.
Yeah. Never heard of it.
Yeah,
I've got a couple of them, but I didn't know that's what they were called.
It's called a Henley shirt.
I just thought they were shirts.
And he says they come in short sleeve. I always thought they were the long sleeve ones, but that you wear that. That's like a nice thing to lounge around in.
Yeah, I enjoy lounging in that.
And by the way, if you do lounge around naked, I think you probably save a little money during the summer.
Probably.
With the air conditioner. Yeah. You wouldn't have to have it so cool. You wouldn't want it cool.
Now, sleeping naked.
I'm fine. Listen, if somebody wants to sleep naked, that's fine.
I'm kind of 50-50 on that. Sometimes I sleep naked. I don't.
But if you're sleeping naked. And
like I slept naked last night.
And there's a knock on the door, right?
Right.
If there's a knock on the door.
Yeah. If there's an emergency. Right.
The first thing you do is put on some type of pants or shorts or something.
Sure.
Before you answer.
You got to have that at the ready. If you're going to be sleeping naked, you got to have your pants at the ready.
You never answer the door naked. It's just not. And then his excuse would be, well, why would you answer the door naked? Hey, it's how I was. I just wanted to answer.
Ugh.
But I'm like, oh, you knew it was me. He goes,
at least have a robe.
His reasoning was, oh, I thought it was an emergency. I'm like,
jeez. Well, now it's not. Stop standing here naked and cover yourself.
Put some pants on before you answer the door. I didn't have time. I thought it was an emergency. I'm like, so when an emergency happens, you would take off you would go to the emergency naked?
All right. That's incredible.
It's a very troubling
That's pretty
thing.
Funny.
It's disturbing is what it is. Oh, that was, I thought it was Tom that was calling in.
Oh, he's good.
I wanted to get his take on nudity. I have a feeling. I have a feeling he's probably naked too much as well. But that's troubling. You should never answer the door naked ever. So I talked about that yesterday after you left. But Tim said 64.
And 64 degrees, come on.
Message Mafia went nuts. People were like, is he insane? That costs money. It's way too expensive to keep. People seem to worry. My thing yesterday was, what, does he have a dead body in there? Who keeps the house at 64? Good morning, you're on WMAY.
Come in, Ray.
Hey.
Come in, Tom.
I hung up my phone by accident.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
My stupid thumb in the morning. So... did you hear about the Lou the Lech, Ray?
No, we haven't gotten to any state politics yet.
Oh, well, can I just wait then? Because it's beyond delicious.
Yeah, I
just knew that Tom was going to call off topic and go
isn't
right
it delicious,
to Ray.
After commercial,
I'm going to have Greg talk about the budget and all the state stuff.
Oh, what, we passed a budget?
Yeah, I didn't hear about that. I went up there for the Lou. I went up there for the Lou. The Lou do. And
you wanted to get a Lou do, huh?
Oh, she skinned him alive. She skinned him alive. He's quitting everything.
Yeah, I'll have Greg talk about it.
We'll get the rundown, Tom. We'll give you a chance to sound off.
And I'm sure he's got audio and all kinds of stuff. So we'll get to it, I promise.
I'm going to be listening for it because it's just beyond delicious.
Thank you, Tom. I'm glad you weren't calling for nudity reasons.
Always a pleasure, Ray.
Thank you.
With news you can depend on, I'm Greg Bishop, News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY. In the news, Governor Bruce Rauner says he plans to sign the 2,000-page spending plan. Some of the legislature say they had less than a day to review. Following the Senate's approval of that $38.5 billion budget Wednesday, the House passed the plan Thursday, the final day of session. Democratic State Representative Greg Harris, who was one of the budgeteers putting the numbers together behind closed doors, said the process was bipartisan.
It is now our time to govern, because this is our opportunity now to pass legislation to show that we can work together.
During the debate Thursday, State Representative Jeannie Ives said taxpayers had no input.
You're collectively ruled by a handful of folks that are part of the political ruling class of the state of Illinois that have been controlling this state for decades.
Though Governor Bruce Rauner said that the plan doesn't include much needed debt paydown and reforms that would reduce taxes and grow the economy, he said he plans to sign the bill expeditiously. The lawmaker accused of harassment, retaliation, and bribery calls the allegations absurd and refuses to step down from the seat that he's running unopposed for this fall. Former medical cannabis advocate Marianne Loncar told reporters Thursday afternoon that House Deputy Majority Leader Liu Lang verbally abused her, made unwanted advances, and then retaliated against her. She says Springfield's system of protecting their own left her with no choice but to tell about Lang.
I was harassed. I was intimidated. I was humiliated and blackballed.
Lang resigned from his leadership position, as well as other responsibilities from the Joint Commission on Administrative Rules and his Ethics Commission position. He later held a press conference to deny all of the allegations, saying he's still keeping his seat.
This is nothing. The allegations are absurd. I'm running in November, and as far in November as in the future as I can imagine.
Lang also initiated an investigation by the Legislative Inspector General into Loncar's accusations. Until the press conference, Lang chaired the committee that inspector answered to. State lawmakers finished up the spring legislative session, but not until within a handful of hours they amended and passed a bill to bring about reforms to how ethics complaints under the Capitol Dome in Springfield are handled. The reforms address the Legislative Ethics Commission, the Legislative Inspector General, and what kinds of complaints can be made and investigated. Despite unanimous support in both chambers, lawmakers said that more work needs to be done, including giving inspectors more independence and complainants more rights in the overall process. Lawmakers, they're off and back again in November. They passed more than 100 bills on the final day of session. Altogether, the 100th General Assembly passed more than 565 bills. The bills eventually will be sent to the governor, who will either sign, change, or outright veto. They're back in this fall. And there's a new conversation about when former Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich may get out of prison. President Donald Trump says he's not sure Blagojevich needs to be behind bars for saying something stupid. The president told reporters on Air Force One Thursday that he's thinking about commuting the former Illinois governor's 14-year prison sentence. President Trump said something similar in the fall of 2016 when he spoke to the Chicago Tribune editorial board.
I think that's an awfully tough sentence he got, for what supposedly he did. Because what he did is what politicians do all the time. They make deals.
But not every Illinois politician agrees. Bloomington Normal State Senator Jason Berrickman says ending the former governor's sentence early will not be well received in Illinois. Though Berrickman isn't sure, this isn't just President Trump trying to do what he does. Let's draw all kinds of attention. We give you more than 40 local news updates every day with News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY. Depend on it. In sports, Cardinals beat Pittsburgh 10-8. Cubs beat the Mets 5-1, and the Sliders down Hannibal 3-1.
All right, so let's get to the state, the capital.
They're done.
Yeah.
They're done.
The budget finale.
Signy die.
Yep.
Which pretty much means end of session. Adjournment. I'm exhausted, Ray. Exhausted. I didn't get home last night until like 9:30. Didn't get to bed until 10:30.
What time did they finally get everything done?
I want to say the Senate... they both finished up probably late evening, 8, 9 o'clock, oh, something wow. along those lines. They passed the budget pretty early on. All right, the Senate passed the $38.5 billion spending bill. They passed that Wednesday. After, you know, revealing it, and within, you know, an hour or so, they were essentially ready to vote for it and pass it. And then it got kicked over to the House. The House passed it, you know, kind of mid-afternoon, about 1 or 2 o'clock, I think. They passed it, and then the governor, within a short period of time, said he's going to sign it. So we have a budget. It's his first full-year budget after 3.5 years, Ray.
He waited till the very last year.
Right, right. So you had, in both the House and the Senate, there was this bipartisan love fest, in a way. I don't want to mean that as a pejorative of sorts, but there was a lot of patting people on the back.
Yes.
Right, a lot of way to go, attaboy type stuff.
But let's not make too much fun of that. I want them to continue.
They need to work together.
Doing this
no question.
Thing.
Yeah. They need to continue working together. But even the governor, in his announcement that he was going to enact this budget, he said it does not pay down the backlog of bills.
Right.
It does not reduce taxes. It does not bring about reforms to grow jobs.
By the way, there's not a single person alive that thought it was going to reduce taxes. There's nobody that thought they were going to get rid of that.
Well, and you have this
tax increase.
You have this sentiment out there too that essentially says, you know, $38.5 billion, we have to spend it all. But there's other people who say you don't have to spend it all.
Hey, remember what I said? I said you should have had the spending plan at the same amount of
$32 billion
used to bring in.
$32 billion.
Use the extra money as just that.
And that would be $6 billion, right?
Yeah.
If they did that, that $6 billion would go to pay down the $6.6 billion backlog.
You know, that's
right
how
now.
I felt, but
that's not what happened.
I'm glad we got a budget.
Yeah, well, and a lot of people are too. You have Representative Greg Harris saying this is them governing.
It's now our time to govern, because this is our opportunity now to pass legislation to show that we can work together.
Now, some of the no votes out there are kind of the typical candidates. You know, you had the very staunch conservatives, Jeannie Ives.
I'm against it, yeah.
She had this to say.
You're collectively ruled by a handful of folks that are part of the political ruling class of the state of Illinois that have been controlling this state for decades.
And she said the budget was crafted in secret.
Right.
State Senator Kyle McCarthy.
She sounds like she cannot believe Roseanne said those things. That's her.
Oh, come on.
That's
no.
The type of outrage that she had.
That she had in her tone.
Yes.
Then in the Senate, you know, they were the first ones to act on it, but there were two no votes. One of them was Senator Kyle McCarthy.
You've got $150 billion in debt, and your pensions are underfunded, and they're near bankrupt. You have to spend less and put that towards what you owe. And they refuse to do that.
So, hey, we have a budget.
He sounds like Dad. how the hell did you run out of gas? How did it happen? There's a gas meter that you can look at.
Right.
That's what he said.
How in the world could you bounce a check? It's not that hard to balance a checkbook.
Look, check your numbers.
Just look at them.
That's what he said.
Add them up.
Like.
You know, 2 + 2 does not equal 5. So we have a budget.
Yes.
All of that took second fiddle yesterday, Ray.
Because
the first budget in 3.5 years.
Should have been a wonderful time.
Should have been everybody, you know, with a couple of the people out there pointing out, yeah, we got out of control debt and taxes are still high. That's a great conversation to have, but that's not what took the
That wasn't
main
what people were talking about.
Right.
Wonder what it was.
Well, something else they did last minute last night, Ray,
right,
was they passed ethics reforms.
Uh-huh.
Something else that's also taking a backseat.
Uh-huh.
We'll talk a little bit about that. Also, we'll talk what took the headline for a lot of people yesterday, and that was accusations leveled against a leading Democrat in the House.
Mm-hmm.
And then his subsequent response in stepping down from certain positions and also saying that the allegations are absurd and false. So we'll get to that.
The allegations are absurd and false. But
absurd and false.
I'm going to step down.
Yes.
From, all right, well, I can hardly wait.
With news you can depend on, I'm Greg Bishop, News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY. In the news, Governor Bruce Rauner plans to sign a spending plan he admits doesn't pay off the state's debts or have reforms to reduce taxes. Of the two no votes in the Senate, Republican State Senator Kyle McCarter said despite what some say, the $38.5 billion budget isn't balanced because it doesn't address pensions or other debts.
You've got $150 billion in debt, and your pensions are underfunded, and they're near bankrupt. You have to spend less and put that towards what you owe. And they refuse to do that.
Following the House passing the plan, Rauner acknowledged the plan does not include, quote, much needed debt pay down and reforms that would reduce taxes, but said he'll sign it anyway. House Speaker Michael Madigan said in a statement, the budget creates a $15 million surplus that'll be used to pay down old bills. With the state having more than $6.6 billion in backlog bills, that would take more than 440 years. A leading lawmaker accused of abusing an advocate has resigned his leadership position but says his accuser is lying because she's upset with him. Former medical cannabis advocate Marianne Loncar accused House Deputy Majority Leader Liu Lang of verbal abuse, unwanted physical contact, and then intimidation while she was working on legislation for medical cannabis in Illinois. She says there was nowhere that she could go to report Lang's behavior.
For many years, there was nowhere that I could go. Where was I going to go? Was I going to go to the speaker who sits right next to Liu Lang?
Lang resigned from his leadership post, but took the same podium that Loncar was at the hour before and denied all of her claims, saying that she just wanted to get her business a medical marijuana license.
This is a person that did not get what she wanted out of state government. She apparently blames me for that.
Lang said he'll continue to run unopposed in the November election. Illinois won't see gambling expansion this spring. Sponsor of a plan to allow more casinos and other gaming positions in the state pulled the bill the last day of session, saying more work would be done to deal with various objections and requests. Chicago's demanding a bigger share of the proceeds from a proposed Windy City casino, while others want a gambling bill to deal with newer issues like sports betting, fantasy sports, and online gambling. More hearings will be held over the summer. Don't expect a lot of people at the Illinois Capitol to celebrate any sort of action from President Donald Trump to spring former Governor Rob Blagojevich from prison early. Most Illinois lawmakers don't want to talk about the possibility that Rob Blagojevich could get out of prison before his 14-year sentence is up. President Trump yesterday started that conversation by telling reporters on Air Force One that he's thinking about commuting the former governor's sentence. State Senator Jason Berrickman's saying he's not sure if it's just President Trump being President Trump, but if the president's serious, Berrickman says, it won't be a popular move.
You've got 100.
I think it will not be well received in Illinois, where we're very familiar with Blagojevich's efforts to shake people down for money for all sorts of things, including a prized U.S. Senate seat.
President Trump told the Chicago Tribune back in 2016 that he thought Governor Blagojevich was serving too much time for saying something stupid and trying to make deals like every other politician. The two have a history. Blagojevich was a contestant on the president's former TV show, Celebrity Apprentice. With school coming to an end, many students who rely on school breakfasts and lunches could face a food shortage at home. But free meals and snacks will be provided over the summer at more than 1,900 locations around the state under the Summer Food Service Program. A number of Springfield schools and social service agencies will provide food for kids and teens age 18 and younger. Children must meet income requirements to take part. Families can find locations for the program by texting FOODIL, all one word, FOODIL, to 877-877 or by going to summerfeedingillinois.org. And another list of stand-up comics headed to the Sangamon Auditorium. Jay Leno will be doing his stand-up act on September 16th. Leno's been doing stand-up gigs in select cities since stepping down from The Tonight Show a few years ago. Tickets go on sale a week from today. We give you more than 40 local news updates every day with News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY. Depend on it.
629-7970. That's 629-7970. Or you can text us, become part of our message mafia, Lytle, L-Y-T-L-E, space in your message. Send it over to 68255. Message mafia text so far. I don't even like the word naked. Please say unclothed. All right, so
disrobed.
Yes. We will talk about, yes, we will do disrobed
unclothed. Is nude okay?
Nude, yeah. Ask him to text back to say if nude is okay.
Nude, all
is
right.
Nude.
I didn't know naked was a... I had no idea.
Well, I guess it depends on how you say it. If you say that...
You know what?
Slept naked.
Yeah, but that doesn't sound the least bit nasty to me. It really... I got the last time I got something like this was somebody...
Hey, guess what, Ray? I was born naked.
I said the word... to me, I think it was it moist? Or
moist is one of those words.
Maybe it was moist, and they sent me this big thing saying, you can't say moist, and I'm like, what?
Angel food cake is moist.
You can't say that. People hate, for some reason, that's another word where people say...
Juicy. I mean, this chicken leg is juicy.
I don't know, but that was the other word that someone... sent me a big thing on. They were very upset because I used the word moist. So I always try to use a different word. There's no way to not say it sometimes, but, you know, I try to, you know.
It's so humid in here, the tabletop is moist.
Yeah, I think they probably have a problem with it. So it's damp.
It's damp.
Yeah. How do you feel after taking a shower? I feel damp. Good morning, you're on WMY.
Look. Naked.
Yeah, we do.
Right, we got it.
We've heard. Thank you, sir.
We got that.
Okay, so a phone call Friday. If you guys want calls, by all means, bring them in.
Expecting to hear from Wilford at some point today?
I don't know who we'll hear from. The phone call Friday calls are very bizarre. Lou Lang. So tell me, when did the, what time the allegations come down?
Okay, well, we got the heads up that there was going to be a press conference of an accuser alleging bad behavior by a leading lawmaker. So we got that press announcement.
You didn't hear that it was Lang, though, until...
Didn't hear it was Lang until the day before. The rumor mill was all over the place, dude. I mean, you know, and there was only one name being thrown around. It wasn't like there's two or three people.
What is the allegation? What was he? What did he do allegedly?
So here's the quick rundown. All After right. an hour-long press conference with the accuser and Denise Rothheimer, who is the one who outed Silverstein, Senator Silverstein.
Okay.
Also, Jeannie Ives was there, and Representative Margo McDermott were
there. They harassed Jeannie Ives?
No. Okay. They were at the press conference.
Oh, okay.
So ultimately, this woman, Marianne Loncar, she said that Lang... sexually harassed her at first, then while she was helping craft a non-profit medical cannabis bill back in like 2006, I think it was.
Right.
She witnessed what she claimed was a bribe being turned down or accepted, she's not sure, was unclear, by Leader Lang. And then she said that's when Leader Lang started harassing her. Even to the point of calling her ex-husband and allegedly saying, I can bury, I can help bury your ex-wife. All right. So these are the allegations she's throwing out there. Right. So she started with just the allegations of, you know, the threats and intimidation and the sexual harassment. And I asked her, I'm like, why do you think that the sexual harassment turned into threats and intimidation? What was there that makes you think that he wanted to out you somehow, that he wanted to blackball you? She said, because I became privy to information that he knew I didn't want.
What was she afraid of being outed? What?
Well, she claims she knew stuff about Lang.
All right.
That Lang didn't want anybody to know. And that's why she claims Lang started harassing and threatening her. She said she didn't want to go into it. I asked, well, the information that you know, do you think it's criminal of nature? She goes, yes. And then other press, we just start picking apart the story. And she's like, well, there was this bribe that happened in the medical marijuana legislation.
So, but is this sexual harassment or not?
It's abuse of power.
Oh, so it's not.
More so.
I thought it was some type of sexual harassment.
It started as sexual harassment and then turned to abuse of power, according to the accuser here. Now, during that hour-long press conference, about halfway into it, after she started unpacking all of the insides of how the medical marijuana legislation went from nonprofit to for-profit, and Lang was responsible for that, all of these allegations, of course, Lang put out a statement saying that he's stepping down from his position as deputy majority leader, stepping down from his position on the Joint Commission on Administrative Rules that helped craft rules for state agencies and such, including medical marijuana. And then also stepping down from his post as the one of the eight on the Legislative Ethics Commission. That's the commission that takes complaints about lawmakers. So he then also said that this woman, it's sour grapes. She applied for a medical marijuana license and got denied, and this is her retaliation against Lange. All right. So that's a little bit of the background here.
And so, but I mean, I'm just, everybody's reporting this as sexual harassment allegations, but it, I mean, it doesn't
sound. It's more about the threats and intimidation, at least what I gathered. Because she, you know, what ultimately she said made him stop being sexually interested in her, which she denied. She said she didn't accept any of those flirtations. She turned him down.
Right.
She said after this medical cannabis situation that she didn't really clearly explain, there's going to have to be a lot more reporting on it.
And he said,
He denied it all.
It's absurd.
He denied it all.
I'm saying that he vehemently,
I was intimidated. I was humiliated and blackballed.
I will tell you, this is nothing. The allegations are absurd. I'm running in November, and as far November's in the future as I can imagine.
I have been sick to my stomach, and that I may lose my job and everything that I have holding dear and sacred to me. To come here in front of every single one of you today.
My priority was not helping those seeking to profit off of medical marijuana, like Ms. Lonkar, who wanted a cannabis dispensary license for her company, Patients Health Center, but apparently failed at her money-making effort to secure a dispensary income and a dispensary license. Because I refused to let the medical marijuana profiteers trump the interests of patients, I made some people mad. So be it.
For many years, there was nowhere that I could go. Where was I going to go? Was I going to go to the speaker who sits right next to Liu Lang? Was I going to go to the ethic committee with him sitting on it? Was I? Do any of you know what that feels like? To be humiliated, to not have anywhere to go.
So that's essentially kind of a nutshell of the back and forth.
And who, the woman speaking was?
Marianne Lonkar, the accuser.
Lonkar?
Yeah. And you've got a little bit more of an extended Q&A here. So Lang comes out and he's saying the allegations are absurd. He said several times, up and down, the allegations are absurd. But I had to ask. Well, do you know Lonkar? I mean, do you know who she is?
Over. What are you worried about? I just don't want my situation to be in anybody's way. I have a responsibility.
This
after 31 years
down
in the House Democratic Caucus, it means something to me, and I'm not going to let these people down.
When's the last time you were in contact with Marianne Lonkar?
Many years.
But you do address
that you work with her on this legislation. You do acknowledge that is true. That you worked with her on the medical cannabis legislation?
I think working with her is a stretch. Certainly she was in the building advocating for it like many, many, many other people. She was far and away not a lead advocate on this issue.
Could you address, and I guess maybe it's noisy back here, and I apologize, the part about the bribes. What do you say to that?
I'll say what I've said twice. From beginning to end, the allegations are absurd. If I have $170 million somewhere, help me find it.
What are your conversations with Speaker Madigan like? You said you...
Sure, he'd love to find that $170 million.
Yes.
What did he have to say?
I'd take 1/17 of that.
Speaker Madigan believes in the process that we have put in place, which is why I requested and have already received an acknowledgement from Julie Porter, the Special Legislative Inspector General, and he wishes it to play out, and so do I.
That got the press going. Rigged by individuals, including the woman who's making the accusations against you, because she... doesn't believe in it. Heck, you were until today on that very commission.
So as a member of that commission, I can tell you that it does its work very well. Democrats and Republicans and even numbers and from each chamber on that commission, and we do our job.
Yeah, but what's your accused of that? You got to get off the commission.
Right,
I can understand. Yeah, you got. But if you're accused of something, you've got to get off the commission.
Yeah, and so here's a combination of Denise Rothheimer, the person who outed Silverstein. She was with Marianne Loncar. And then you've got several other state lawmakers, Melinda Bush, Kelly Cassidy, Karen McConaughey. They're going to be talking about the legislative ethics reforms that were ultimately passed but didn't go far enough. So here's a combination.
The way to make this process independent, first you need an impartial system. It has to be impartial. You can't have legislators overseeing legislators. They control the entire process. Who investigates, who does what, who says what. What gets investigated, there needs to be permission. So in order to make it independent, it has to be outside the legislature. There needs to be independence in the Legislative Ethics Commission, independents who are not legislators, because they are colleagues. You know, that's why it's such a conflict.
The Ethics Commission, the way that it currently works is the members of the Ethics Commission vote to allow an investigation to go forward by the LIG.
The fact that we are the only state in the country with that level of shackle on our inspector general really says a lot. And I think that if we can't even accept that there should be that modicum of independence, we've got bigger problems.
It needs to be
I'm very frustrated by that.
Independent and neutral board.
Yeah, it needs to be independent.
It can't be run by what it doesn't matter what doesn't matter the party is or yeah. or no legis nobody should make a decision on whether or not your allegation should be heard. Every allegation should be heard.
Karen McConaughey lays that out pretty clearly.
The findings go to the leader of who that individual legislator is part of. So in Mike Madigan's case, Mike Madigan's allegations about Mike or findings on Mike Madigan go to Mike Madigan. How is that not a conflict of interest?
No, she's right. Let me go. Tom is just chomping a bit.
Chomp!
Oh, Ray.
Good morning, Tom. Yep.
Okay, three things, Ray. I'll try to be brief. Number one, the bribe was $160 million.
Well, the alleged bribe, right?
Yeah, this isn't $20.
Who paid that?
For dinner.
Well, and here's the thing. There's a lot of confusion as to whether, you know, the accuser here is confusing that with, you know, payments that a industry player could be paying to the state, for instance, because of fees and application costs and so on.
Correct. Well, medical marijuana, a lot of money there.
There's a lot of money there.
And number two, not only was he on the Ethics Commission, he was a chairman of the Ethics Commission.
I think he was I don't think he was chairman. Let me look that up really quick.
Yeah, he was chairman. That was. Now, and then third, JCAR, Joint Committee on Administrative Rules. If this medical marijuana and legal marijuana passes, he makes the rules. He's on that
Pretty
JCAR
much.
Committee.
Right.
To make up the rules of the legislation that he just passed.
Right.
And then a lobbyist is saying he's trying, you know, that was the big thing at the Capitol. They're Zooming all the lobbyists. That was the big rumor, that all the top lawmakers are Zooming all the lobbyists.
Yep.
It's been rumored down here in Springfield for years, ever since the Southern Air restaurant was booming. So that's been the rumor, and she's alleging that. But he's resigned off of a Democratic leadership position. He's resigned off of JCAR, and he's resigned off of the chairman of the Ethics Commission.
Again, I don't think he was the chairman. Senator Terry Link is listed as the chairman. I think Lang was just on the committee, one of eight. Just to be clear, I'm almost certain of that.
But I've got in front of me, I'll go with what you say, JB. This is big. This guy he's been in everything. He's been in there forever, and this should get
30 plus years.
This should get investigated fairly. Not with that Julie Porter woman that they appointed. That's not an investigation. That's a washing machine. Everything that goes in dirty comes out clean, and that's not fair.
Thank you, Tom.
Hey, Ray, it's always a pleasure. Great story. Oh, it's just delicious.
Well, Tom's very excited that we covered this today. Very excited.
It's a mess. I mean, it's a mess.
Listen, they're not wrong. You've got to be independent. You can't have someone whose job it is to basically police
themselves.
You can't be in charge of it. If you're one of the people that, you know.
The sour ice cream, the sour icing on the cake here is that they did pass Legislative Ethics Commission reforms last night, last minute, but they did not include what everybody acknowledges is a problem, reforms to make it completely independent so that the inspector general doesn't have to go to the commission and request permission to investigate lawmakers.
Let's be happy they did anything. And
and it passed unanimously, but there was a lot of concern.
And encouraged them to take it further.
And they're going to take it further. There's legislation pending, but now it's going to take a supermajority, and I'm sure they can get it. It's just they'll have to get back into session because they ended session last night.
It's hard to hide $170 million. If it happened, I'm sure somebody's going to find it. You know, you can't hide $170 million. It just, you know. Unless you're somehow, I don't know what Liu Lang, where his outside money is, but unless he owns a bunch of real estate where he can hide it, or there's no way, you know what I mean?
Cash flush businesses.
Yeah, you can't, yeah. Unless he's got a bunch of restaurants or hotels or cleaners or, it's another good laundering.
Gambling parlors,
yeah. And I don't know if he's got any money in there, but I mean, I don't know where else you hide, you know, that much cash.
Oh, man. Cannabis cultivation?
Cannabis cultivation.
Medical cannabis.
I don't know, but it's very bizarre.
With news you can depend on, I'm Greg Bishop, News Talk, 94.7 and 970 WMAY. In the news, North and South Korea have agreed to hold military and Red Cross talks later this month on reducing tensions and resuming reunions of families separated by the 1950-53 Korean War. The rivals also agreed at a meeting of senior officials at the border village to soon establish a liaison for the North Korean border town and hold sports talks on fielding combined teams for sports scores and various tournaments in Asian Games in August as they continue to take steps towards reconciliation. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump says the United States will agree to a fair trade deal or there will be no deal at all. That was Trump's response late Thursday after Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said he offered to go to Washington this week to renegotiate the North American Free Trade Agreement. But the Vice President Mike Pence told him that would only happen if Trudeau agreed to put a 5-year sunset clause into the deal. Trudeau said that's a totally unacceptable precondition. Missouri will have a new governor by the end of the day. ABC's Ryan Burrow has the latest on the resignation of embattled Governor Eric Greitens.
Governor Eric Greitens announcing earlier in the week,
I will resign as governor of Missouri effective Friday, June 1st at 5 p.m.
Lieutenant Governor Mike Parson, a former state lawmaker, sheriff, farmer, and military service member, will be sworn in as the new governor. Impeachment proceedings are now off the table for Greitens, but questions remain whether charges will be refiled related to his extramarital affair. His former mistress claims he took a semi-nude photo of her and threatened to publicize it if she spoke out about the affair. Prosecutors say they'll continue to pursue the case, but have been unable to find that picture. Ryan Burrow, ABC News.
Meanwhile, in Illinois, a lawmaker accused of harassment, retaliation, and bribery calls the allegations absurd and refuses to step down from the seat that he's running unopposed for this fall. Former medical cannabis advocate Mary Ann Longcar told reporters Thursday afternoon that House Deputy Majority Leader Liu Lang verbally abused her, made unwanted advances, and then retaliated against her. She says Springfield's system of protecting their own left her with no other choice about Lang.
I was harassed. I was intimidated. I was humiliated and blackballed.
She said she had to go public with her story. Lang resigned from his leadership position, as well as other responsibilities, before Longcar was done talking and taking questions. He later held a press conference to deny all of the allegations, saying that he's still keeping his seat.
This is nothing. The allegations are absurd. I'm running in November. And as far as November's in the future as I can imagine.
Lang also initiated an investigation by the Legislative Inspector General into Longcar's accusations. Until the press conference, Lang was on that committee that the Inspector General answered to. Speaking of ethics, within a handful of hours, lawmakers amended and passed a bill to bring about reforms to how ethics complaints under the Capitol Dome in Springfield are handled. The reforms address the Legislative Ethics Commission, the Legislative Inspector General, and what kinds of complaints could be made and investigated. Despite unanimous support, lawmakers said more work needs to be done, including giving inspectors more independence and complainants more rights in the process. And Governor Bruce Rauner says he plans to sign the 2,000-page spending plan that some in the legislature say they had less than a day to review. Following the Senate's approval of the $38.5 billion budget Wednesday, the House passed the plan Thursday, the final day of session. Democratic State Representative Greg Harris, who is one of the budgeteers putting the numbers together behind closed doors, said the process was bipartisan.
It is now our time to govern, because this is our opportunity now to pass legislation to show that we can work together.
During debate Thursday, State Representative Jeannie Ives said taxpayers had no input.
You're collectively ruled by a handful of folks that are part of the political ruling class of the state of Illinois that have been controlling this state for decades.
Though Governor Bruce Rauner said the plan does not include much needed debt pay downs and reforms that would reduce taxes and grow the economy, he plans to sign the budget expeditiously. We give you more than 40 local news updates every day with News Talk 94.7 to 970 WMAY, depend on it.
Rod Blagojevich, is he going to get pardoned? Is Trump going to pardon him? I'd like to see it happen. I would like but love to see Fritz Pfister's head might blow up. Might actually explode. Tom Schaefer's head might explode if Trump pardons Blagojevich. Did you see Patty Blagojevich was on Fox and Friends today?
I didn't.
She is just kissing Trump rear end.
Wow.
She went on Fox and Friends and, you know, was going off on Robert Mueller and James Comey.
Oh, my gosh.
Saying how horrible they are. And she says how it is a witch hunt. I mean, these are words that, I mean, Trump loves these words. You know? Loves the words, and she's trying to get her husband pardoned. It might happen. Or he can, maybe he doesn't even have to pardon her. He can basically commute the sentence, right? And just say, ah, he's free to go.
Yeah, pretty much.
As president, he could do that.
Right.
How are people going to handle it? Because one thing about Illinois, Republican, Democrat, doesn't matter. We all are embarrassed of Rod Blagojevich and believe the guy should be in prison. If Trump pardons him, it really is going to be, I mean, there's going to be some people that are confused. They're not going to know how to feel.
Right.
Oh my God, do I continue to love Trump, or am I upset by this? Or I'm interested in how this plays out. Good morning. You're on the Real Auto Morning Show. Phone call Friday.
Well, you know, Ray, it's always a pleasure getting back in my
it's
car.
Fritz.
You have, God bless your heart.
You have to tell me what you would feel if Trump does this.
Don't care either way.
You don't care either way.
Well, the way
so
I look
no
at it.
You're no longer angry at Blagojevich.
I was more mad at him for trying to impose that tax on us, that progressive tax. What was it called? GTR or whatever the heck it was.
Oh, Blagojevich?
Yeah, Blagojevich.
Yeah, that was
about it. He just did typical Illinois stuff, but they finally made him pay. But I tell you what, he's what, done 6.5, going on 7 years already?
Yeah.
You know, look at his hair. The man's paid a price.
Right.
He gets out, fine.
All right, write that down as headline for the next newscast.
He's paid the price.
Fritz Pfister has forgiven Rod Blagojevich, and he's prepared.
If he doesn't commute him and he stays in, that's fine, too.
Yeah.
You do the crime, you do the time.
There'll be no anger for Trump no matter what he does, though.
Not on this one.
All right, thank you.
I'm not real happy about his tariffs right now, but.
Either is Europe, Canada, Asia.
It's part of the strategy, guys. You know, it's part of the negotiation strategy.
Yeah, I understand it's part of the strategy, but, man, you're playing with fire.
Yeah. I think that's what Trump loves to do. He loves to to juggle with flaming bowling pins.
Fritz, I thank you for calling in. I thank you for calling. I'm really interested in how the big Trump supporters who don't like Blagojevich are going to handle this, because I'm telling you, it looks like he's going to do it.
Very well could be, but like I said, don't care one way or the other.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You bet.
Good morning. You're on WMAY.
Hey, Ray. It's Mikey.
Hey, Mikey.
Hey, I tell you what. I'm going to be honest with you. I hate listening and talking about politics. But the only thing that's really gotten me into it lately is listening to you.
Oh, thank you.
I know you from a different background. So it's not like, you know, that's all we've ever sat and talked about in our lives is politics. And, you know, when I hear you talk about politics, it makes me kind of listen to it a little more than the average Joe.
You know me personally. You know I don't care.
Right. You know, it's going to happen what's going to happen. And right. To be honest, sometimes I don't think it makes a bit of difference what we decide.
Yeah, it does. It doesn't. And that's what I say about Illinois. It's like, listen, it doesn't matter. Illinois is going to vote Democrat every presidential election.
Yeah.
That's just how it works. And no matter what I say, if I was a hated Trump, no matter what I'd say, it's not going to be. If I love Trump, no matter what I say, it's not going to make a difference.
And which amazes me, about how many years did Jim Thompson and Jim Edgar and George Ryan, were governors of this state, as Republicans? I look back at that. How did that happen?
Well, as long as you get a little support from Chicago, and let's face it, the Northwest suburbs and different suburbs of Chicago, they do vote Republican. That's how Bruce Rauner got in. I don't think Rauner's going to get in this next time. But that's how they get in. And so we've been able to get Republican governors. But I'm telling you, in presidential elections, I think, man, maybe Reagan's second term. I can't remember the last time a Republican won Illinois.
Yeah.
It's not going to
happen. Reagan was from Illinois.
Yeah. Well, this whole Blagojevich thing, I tell you what, I don't know if I was ever as happy as when they blocked him up.
That morning was a crazy morning, too. Apparently, he kept, you know, in his jogging suit, going into a fetal position and getting back up and jogging and getting in fetal position.
It's crazy.
But I'll tell you what, I mean, when I sit back and look at it, and I go, okay, I was glad he went. He got, what, 15, 16? What did he get? What was his actual sentence? Wasn't it like 15 or 16 years?
Like 15, 16 years, something like that.
He's been in for over six.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, George Ryan also was our governor, and he went to jail, too. There was depth involved in what
right,
he did.
Right.
And if they can commute his sentence, you know, I don't see how Blagojevich's sentence can be any worse than what Ryan's was when there was depth involved in Ryan's scandal. I don't know. I mean, not that I think he should be out, but then again, you know, when you compare, you know,
If it's commuted, you won't care.
No, I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. One way.
Thank you, Mikey. That's a good point. That's a good point. The guy's been in. Do you care? Good morning. You're on WMAY.
Hi.
Hello.
I've got a limerick for you.
All right, let's hear it.
All right. I'm in a state of confusion, but it might be just an illusion. It looks like Liu Lang wanted to pull out his wang and suggest some kind of collusion.
I would.
If listeners could only see my face.
Was that was, well, that wasn't an allegation, was it?
There was no
wang.
That caught me off guard.
Thank you to our poet laureate. There was no wang.
I look like Hillary Clinton watching the balloons come down from the sky.
There was no Wang exposure in any kind of allegations, I don't think.
No, nothing like that. He did put her hand on her back just below the underwear line, I think.
Below the underwear line? Oh.
She alleges.
Unless she wears her underwear up really high, which is very odd if she does. I don't think that's appropriate. I try not to touch people.
Yeah.
So, you know.
That's pretty smart, actually.
Well, it's not because I'm not trying to harass. I just get creeped out by touching people. Good morning. You're on WMAY.
I kind of wish they would pardon him just so we don't end up with a governor in jail.
There's no trust.
I mean, when you think about we're a laughing stock.
Then they'll probably throw Rauner in. Illinois has to have a governor in jail. Yeah, it's got to be some kind of rule
so used
somewhere.
To it. We're so used to it.
Can we have a Speaker of the House in jail? We could start a new trend.
That'd be
great.
Trust me, Illinois politics, there's always going to be somebody in jail.
I don't think there's any way we avoid it.
You know what I've always wanted to do? I mean, since the beginning of the whole
You wanted to touch someone underneath the underwear line?
You know that the at the Abraham Lincoln Library Museum, they took away the statue of Booth in front of the White House.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I've always wanted to put it behind the speaker's chair. Just to remind him that there are other people.
I'm hanging up because now we're moving into dark territory. We're not. I don't want anybody to think I'm advocating any of that. 722 is the time, 629-7970. The phone number, it is a Ray Lytle Morning Show on News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY.
With news you can depend on, I'm Greg Bishop, News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY. In the news, a leading lawmaker accused of abusing an advocate has resigned his leadership position but says his accuser's lying because she's upset with him. Former medical cannabis advocate Marianne Loncar accused House Deputy Majority Leader Liu Lang of verbal abuse, unwanted physical contact, and then intimidation while she was working to legalize medical cannabis in Illinois. She says there was nowhere she could go to report Lang's behavior.
For many years, there was nowhere that I could go. Where was I going to go? Was I going to go to the speaker who sits right next to Liu Lang?
Lang resigned from his leadership post, but took to the same podium that Lankford was at the hour before and denied all of her claims, saying that she just wanted her business to get a medical marijuana license.
This is a person that did not get what she wanted out of state government. She apparently blames me for that.
Lang said that he'd continue to run unopposed in the November election. Governor Bruce Rauner indicates that he will sign the full state budget approved by lawmakers ahead of Thursday's legislative deadline. The budget plan received widespread support from both parties, with supporters calling it balanced and reasonable, but opponents are angry about the proposal. GOP Representative David McSweeney's furious that the $38.5 billion spending plan relies on money from last year's income tax increase.
Once and for all, everybody's congratulating themselves. Think about the taxpayers of this state. The people who are getting screwed, the people who are leaving. For the love of God, vote no.
And McSweeney called on Rauner to use his power to block the deal.
And I say to Governor Rauner, you promised us you'd cut our tax rate to 3%. This is a 4.95% tax rate. This is a massive tax increase from last year that will continue. You're using all the revenues.
Governor acknowledges the budget does not address the state's lingering debt and doesn't include reforms that he says are necessary to grow the economy. Rauner says that while the budget is imperfect, it's a step in the right direction and he will enact it. Meanwhile, lawmakers have finished up the spring legislative session, and on the final day Thursday, they passed more than 100 bills. Altogether, the 100th General Assembly passed more than 565 bills. The bills will eventually be sent to the governor, who will either sign, change, or outright veto. Lawmakers will be back in Springfield this fall for veto session following the November election. Sears and Kmart stores across the state are on the chopping block. Sears Holding announced the Kmart store in Rockford and Sears stores in Vernon Hills, Aurora, Gurnee, and at White Oaks Mall in Springfield are slated for closure. The company said liquidation sales will begin as early as June 15th at those stores. We give you more than 40 local news updates every day with News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY. Depend on it.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.